This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Republicans in the 6th Congressional District have chosen a former ICE leader to challenge Representative Jason Crow for his seat in Congress. John Fabricatori has touted his background in immigration law enforcement during his campaign. Fabricatori faces long odds. Crow has won each of his 3 congressional elections by wide margins. Pueblo Community College is getting its next president, KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Chad O'Hazel Baker will begin his new role at the school in July. He's currently the president of Northland Pioneer College in northeastern Arizona. According to a release from Pueblo Community College, Hazel Baker has more than 20 years of experience in education at both 2- and 4-year colleges. The school says a 9-member advisory committee led an extensive nationwide search to replace Pueblo's current president, Patty Urjevic, who is retiring next month. She has led the school for 14 years. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The newest member to Colorado's Veterans Affairs Board is also the first tribal member to serve in the role. Howard Richards Sr. says he wants to see more traditional medicine in veterans' care.
They need to incorporate the traditional healing process of our total health benefit.
Richards was appointed by Governor Polis last month. 3 men accused of throwing large rocks at vehicles on the highway and killing a young woman last year have pleaded not guilty. The trio faces multiple counts of attempted murder and assault. They are each charged with first-degree murder in the death of Alexa Bartlett. She died when a stone destroyed her windshield. Prosecutors brought additional charges after 6 other victims reported similar incidents from the same night. Several describe watching someone hurl the rocks from a truck. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org. Stay tuned. The Daily is next.